This Sunday is the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. The Psalm of the day is Psalm 98. The scripture readings for this Sunday are the Old Testament reading taken from the prophet Malachi, chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. The epistle is from Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 13, and the Holy Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 5 through 28. Pastor Magruder is basing today's sermon on the Gospel reading for this Sunday from St. Luke. He will read that for you now with the sermon for this Sunday titled, The Day is Drawing Near.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter, beginning with the 5th verse. And while some were speaking of the temple, how it was adorned with noble stones and offerings, Jesus said, As for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. And they asked him, Teacher, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when these things are about to take place? And he said, See that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place, but the end will not be at once. Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it, therefore, in your minds, not to meditate beforehand how to answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance you will gain your lives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart, and let not those who are out in the country enter it. For these are days of vengeance, to fulfill all that is written. Alas, for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days. For there will be great distress upon the earth, and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword, and be led captive among all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding for what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Amen. 2 weeks ago, on All Saints Sunday, we heard of John's vision of this white-robed multitude around the throne of God that no one could count from every tribe, nation, language, and people. We were comforted and consoled by the sure and certain promise of the resurrection of the body, our bodies, and the life everlasting where death will be undone and God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. But today, it's a very different picture. A vision of fiery judgment, cosmic chaos, and destruction. That day, the last day, is coming. The prophet Malachi tells us that that day will burn like an oven when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. Now, I don't think we can really begin to imagine the end of the world as the Bible describes it. We just can't. But that doesn't mean it won't happen. It will. And while we might not want to even think about it, as believers living in this present age, we must. And that's why we have a church year, a church calendar, a lectionary, which always ends the year with the reminder that the day is coming and that it's nearer than you might imagine. Jesus' own disciples couldn't even begin to imagine that Jerusalem would be destroyed. Jerusalem was God's city, the city of David, Mount Zion. Jerusalem's high and holy temple was God's dwelling place on earth. But Jesus predicted that the walls would be torn down. The day will come, he said, when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. This sounded crazy when Jesus said it. Herod's temple was one of the wonders of the world, a massive public works project. But what Jesus said about Jerusalem all came true in the year 70 AD, some 40 years after his prophecy, when Roman armies leveled it all, including the temple. There was nothing left. Jesus used that catastrophic event to help prepare his people for the all-consuming catastrophe of the last day. What happened in Jerusalem in 70 AD foreshadowed what will happen at the end of days. If talking about the end of the world makes you uneasy, well, that's good. It should. Jesus warned that his faithful followers of every age would at least get a taste of the coming chaos. He said they would be persecuted, arrested, imprisoned, and put on trial. Never does Jesus tell his followers that they will be spared from all this, only that he would see them through it all, that he would supply them with words and wisdom so that they could bear witness to him. When his followers feel the squeeze of persecution, when this world's hatred of Christ and his people gets intense, Jesus says, "Don't worry." In fact, Jesus calls such times an opportunity to bear witness. Jesus promises to give his people words and wisdom when they need it the most. But don't think of it as God magically putting words in your mouth. No, those words and wisdom are already being implanted in you every time you hear God's word and read it. The Holy Spirit is using all of that, every scripture, every devotion, every sermon, every creed confessed, every psalm and hymn and spiritual song. That will be your treasury of resources when your time of trial will come. And the Lord's words and the Lord's wisdom will never fail you. Nothing will prepare you better for persecution than receiving God's gifts in his word now. Being prepared for the end begins here. The Christian faith has a cross at its center, Jesus Christ and him crucified. That means we can expect suffering, hardship, loss, and persecution. As the world hated Jesus, so it will hate his followers. Jesus told his disciples that some of them would be put to death. And yet, in the very next sentence, he adds, "But not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives." Well, that sounds like a contradiction. Which is it? Will your hairs remain numbered and intact? Or will the head to which they're attached get lopped off for following Jesus? The answer is yes. Yes, death will come to those who follow Jesus, maybe even a martyr's death. And yes, again, you will live. In the resurrection, all those beautiful hairs will be accounted for. Though you die, yet shall you live. And living and believing in Jesus, your death will be but the entrance into the Father's house where the Savior already has a place prepared for you. But as for the world around us, it does have an expiration date. It is passing away. That Jerusalem temple eventually did fall at the hand of the Romans. But the end of the temple would be signaled even more profoundly so many decades before, on Good Friday, when the curtain in the temple was torn in two at the moment Jesus died. At that moment, the time of the temple was over. Access to God is now found for all people through and only through the body of His Son, Jesus. No longer through a building, no longer through the blood of goats and bulls, but only through the shed blood of Jesus. In that blood is your cleansing and forgiveness. In practically one breath, Jesus covers the destruction of Jerusalem and shows how that destruction will be a prelude to the end of all things. When the sun is darkened and the moon turns to blood, and the stars fall from the sky, and the sea will roar with the intensity of 10,000 tsunamis. Jesus is telling us now, so that we won't be caught unaware, just in case it all begins to unravel later today, or perhaps tomorrow. The things that the world worries about in nature and politics are not reasons to worry at all when one lives by faith in the God who loves us and gave Himself up for us. What can possibly give us ultimate harm when our sins have been freely forgiven in Jesus and we are joined in Him in a baptismal union that nothing can break? Yet Jesus' words still resonate with us. Be ever aware, be ever mindful of this truth. The end of all things is coming. On that day, your faith will be vindicated. Every promise ever made by Jesus will be proven true. And your patient endurance through times of tears and trouble will give way to the thrill of hope as Jesus returns. And then you will see with your own two eyes what you can now only hear and believe. Just when things are at their worst, lift up your heads, Jesus says, because your redemption, your reconciliation, finally and for all, is drawing near. Already now, Jesus is near in His word preached and proclaimed, in His baptism, and in His Holy Supper. And sooner than you might think, you're going to see your Savior face to face. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Please join as we confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who, with the Father and the Son, together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Collect of the Day. Let us pray. O Lord, almighty and ever-living God, you have given exceedingly great and precious promises to those who trust in you. Rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may live and abide forever in your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.